أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, كأني بنفسي واقفة بين يديك، وقد أظلها حسن توكلي عليك، فقلت ما أنت أهله وتغمدتني بعفوك. إلهي إن عفوت فمن أولى منك بذلك، وإن كان قد دنا أجلي ولم يدنني منك عملي، فقد جعلت الإقرار بالذنب إليك وسيلتي.
إلهي إن عفوت فمن أولى منك بذلك. My Lord, if you pardon me, then who else is worthier than you are in pardoning? وَإِنْ كَانَ قَدْ دَنَا أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يُدْنِنِي مِنْكَ عَمَلِي فَقَدْ جَعَلْتُ الْإِقْرَارَ بِالذَّنْبِ إِلَيْكَ وَسِيلَتِي. If my time of death is near and my deeds have not brought me close to you, I make this confession of my sins to be a means of approaching to you. In this excerpt of the whispered prayer, we understand two main things. The first is the request for forgiveness, and the second is confession to our sins. So at first, it says, إِلَهِ إِنْ عَفَوْتَ, O Lord, if you pardon me. This request from our Lord to have mercy upon us and to forgive us has been repeated throughout the traditions and the supplications. Even one of the etiquettes of Qunut in Witr Salat is to repeat Al-Afu 300 times. What we need to understand regarding this asking the Almighty Allah to have forgiveness on us is that this must be seen as a kind of requisite to receive all the Almighty Allah's mercies and other pleasures and somehow approaching Him. And this is how Imam alayhi salam approaches this kind of request. إِنْ كَانَ قَدْ دَنَا أَجَلِي, if my time of death is near, وَلَمْ يُدْنِنِي مِنْكَ عَمَلِي, and my deeds have not brought me close to you, I make this confession of my sins as a means of approaching you. Imam alayhi salam is telling us that confession before the Lord is one of those highly recommended deeds, because no servant is able to do what his Lord deserves. So it is important for all the servants to reach this level of servitude, to confess to their sins, standing before their lords.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So, confession by itself will enable us to reach that level of proximity to the Almighty Allah. This is exactly what Imam alayhi salam is telling us. He is somehow telling us that if by the end of my time in this world, I am not close to you enough, then I will make this confession a means to be close to you. And one of the reasons we have been recommended to be persistent in our praying is that this persistence in supplicating Allah shows the profundity of your confidence and hope in Almighty Allah. You may remember in the previous part of this whispered prayer, we talked about reliance and tawakkul. The greater your confidence and reliance in Almighty Allah, the greater would be your persistence in supplicating Him. And this is what deepens your trust in Allah. This is what consolidates your trust in Almighty Allah, because persistence in praying to Allah reveals your depth of confidence in Him. Because this is what we have been told. The proximity of you to Allah is in accordance with the degree of your confidence in Allah, is in accordance with the degree of your attachment to Him and your detachment from anything other than Him. By knowing this, the servant knows that he has to turn to Almighty Allah alone, and He is the one who deserves to receive your confession. Imam Kadhim alayhi salam in one tradition tells his son, Ya Bunay, alayka bil jidd, la tukhrijanna nafsaka min hadd at-taqsir fi ibadati Allah azza wa jall. O my son, you should always try And you should never consider yourself complete in the servitude of the Almighty Allah. Because فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُعْبَدُ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِي. The Almighty Allah can never be worshipped as He deserves to be worshipped. So the servant in this part of the whispered prayer is confessing to the fact that he knows the Almighty Allah alone is the one who deserves to pardon him. إِلَهِ إِنْ عَفَوْتَ فَمَنْ أَوْلَى مِنْكَ بِذَلِكَ. If you pardon me, who else is worthier than you are in pardoning? And the servant is also aware of the fact that confession makes him closer to Almighty Allah's mercy. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَدْ دَنَا أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يُدْنِنِي مِنْكَ عَمَلِي. If my deeds have not brought me close to you in the time of my death, I make this confession of my sins to be a means of approaching you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان. شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان. شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان. والعالم يقول لك أحبك شعبان بجمالك شعبان. شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان. يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان.